Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question we doctors always get is, how long am I going to live? How long is my husband going to live? How long is my mom going to live? How long is, you know, are they going to live? And one question we've been getting very commonly over the past couple years is Biden going to make it? Is Biden going to make it through his first term? Is he going to make it to a second term? So again, another email asking, are we essentially voting for Kamala Harris if we're voting for Biden this next election? And as a physician, I kind of get the heebie-jeebies. I don't want to put a hex on it. I don't want to say, oh yeah, someone's going to live 9 years or 10 years, or I just want to jinx. So I can't tell you how long Biden's going to live, but I can tell you that I have changed my perspective on being too old to be president. I had thought that there was no way President Biden was going to make it. Seeing all the signs I saw on the campaign trail, I was scared for him. And I'm like, he needs to enjoy life, retire, get some care, make sure he gets an MRI of the brain, go through some, you know, cognitive therapy. Maybe, you know, if he is having some early signs of cognitive deficit, get that treated. And so I was of the thinking that there was no way he was going to get through his first 4 years. We've all learned differently that the executive branch will make it work. They'll make it work. We learn, you know, now mind you, we just came from an Obama presidency and a Trump presidency where they were on the mic, they were doing these press conferences, and they were taking questions, and they were out in public. So we thought, well, that's what the presidency has to be. So if Biden is going to be president, he's going to have to do what Trump did or what Obama did and be out there and be answering questions and be transparent and be, and we have, no, he's had a much different presidency. He's had a very limited public speech, limited press conferences, very choreographed press conferences, scripted, and I guess the U.S. is okay with that. So now things are changing. So if people think, well, can he make it another 4 years? If he is going to have that whole team doing what they're doing, although I think there's been a lot of mishaps, please stop putting cameras on him going up the stairs to Air Force One. We don't want to see him trip. Unfortunately, every time a public figure trips, that gets blasted all over. So I think their PR people needs to do, you know, needs to kind of change things up, and they might need to do different things with the cameras and maybe not let him go off script. But you have seen that whatever we thought a president had to do, they've changed the rules. So if they're going to orchestrate everything, he could be there for a while. And I hope so. I don't want anything to happen to him. I want him to live a long, fruitful life like anybody else. But people are worried because if they're voting for, you know, Biden, are they also voting for Kamala Harris? Now, in Kamala Harris's defense, okay, I know people thought that, you know, her losing to the primary, she was very under qualified to then all of a sudden be vice president, and then she didn't do much when she was appointed. Having worked for companies who say you're in charge of this, but then they clip your wings and you don't get to do what you need to do, all I can say about Kamala Harris is she didn't accomplish much because either she didn't know how or they wouldn't let her. You know, who knows? Maybe she can do a good job once she gets to do her own thing. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of confidence in that right now. But just having been in those positions where somebody puts you in charge, but then they basically dictate how you do your job, and then it's a crappy job, and when you kind of speak out about it, they don't let you do that job. Because you're like, no, if I'm going to do the job, I'm going to do it right. So if she was supposed to be border czar, and they wouldn't let her build a wall, and they would not, that we heard that coming from her, but if she wasn't allowed to say, look, okay, because honestly, if you had me in charge of the border, okay, I would be like, okay, first things first, we need to help whatever our border agents need. I go, what is your wish list? Because you guys know what needs to be done. Same thing, if you're operating an ICU, ask the ICU nurses what they need. You don't come in there as a suit going, well, huh, I think I'm going to do this. Ask the people on the ground what they need. And if they're saying we need wall, we need barriers, we need more people, we need more funding, we need more medical facilities, we need help, we need a message, then I would take that. And as Kamala Harris, I would have said, hey, guys, look, this is what they need. We listen. Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, they're having trouble. If I'm border czar, this is what I'm doing. Something tells me that the Biden administration wouldn't have wanted her to do that. So can we really say she did a bad job if she wasn't able to do the job? But again, I don't know if that would be what she would do. That's what I would do. Whatever the border agents needed, I would go there immediately, the second I was appointed, and then I would come back and say, this is what we have to do. I'm no border expert, so I'm using the border experts to help. I would also look at what they're doing in other countries. I might even take a trip to some of the other countries and see how else they're doing and how they're dealing with their migration issues. So you know, is a vote for Biden basically a vote for Kamala Harris? I'm very perplexed now, and I don't have as definitive an answer as I thought I did, because I didn't think he was going to make it this far, and I didn't realize how an executive branch could cover for him as much as they have. So if he is going to basically do next 4 years what he did this 4 years, and his doctor said from a physical standpoint he's healthy, we don't really know much about his cognitive health, but from a physical standpoint he's healthy, yeah, he could actually make it through the second term. Personally, I think what he's going to do is, if he is not able to do it, he's not going to say that. He's going to turn it into a PR thing going, I'm going to give you guys the first female president. I'm going to give you Kamala Harris. I'm just going to step down and let her do that now. But right now, it shows that the executive branch is covering for him. And so they're making it work for him. Maybe not for the country, but for him. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one industry which apparently is growing is the physician-assisted suicide industry. And it's called suicide tourism. And there are multiple states that allow physician-assisted suicide, which I've told you the pros and cons with, but I understand why it's being done. And, you know, having individuals who are terminal and in pain and the morphine isn't cutting it. You know, I do understand how, you know, helping somebody pass when they are passing in a much easier manner. I'm not a fan of it for somebody who is depressed saying, I'm done. I'd rather we help solve their depression. But for those who have terminal illness, You know, it's an understandable, shall we say, option, final option, last resort for those who need it. So Vermont has become the first state to remove a requirement that anybody seeking assisted suicide had to live in Vermont. It is one of the first to say, look, you could come here. You don't have to be a resident here. Now, other states like Colorado, Washington State, Montana, California, D.C., Hawaii, New Jersey, Maine, New Mexico, I believe you have to be a resident in that state in order to do it. So Vermont is the first one to offer suicide tourism. So somebody could then go into their jurisdiction to get it done. No residency requirement. And that was because there was a settlement agreement with a terminally ill Connecticut woman, allowing her to take advantage of Vermont's law. She had to comply with the other aspects of it. But Canada had liberalized its euthanasia. But, you know, people are concerned because what about kids? What are, you know, how are we approaching those? Who's making the decision? So in Oregon, the Oregon Medical Board agreed to stop enforcing the residency requirement and asked the legislator to remove it from its assisted dying law. So Oregon, I think, was one of the first to suggest it. It just hasn't been law yet. And I believe Oregon's not enforcing it. People are going to Oregon to get it done. But under Vermont's Patient Choice and Control at End of Life Act, residents who are suffering from an incurable and irreversible disease would, within reasonable medical judgment, result in death within 6 months, would qualify for this assisted suicide. They have to be able to self-administer the medication, which I'll tell you about, and be capable of making their own health decisions. Patients are required to make 2 requests to the physician over a certain time frame. I think in Oregon it's over a 3-week time frame. And then submit a written request that they signed in the presence of 2 or more witnesses who are not interested parties, such as not named in the will. Witnesses must sign and affirm that the patient appeared to understand the nature of the document and was free from duress or undue influence at the time. Now, the problem is, because somebody would say, who would then, you know, have a problem with this? If somebody wants to go, somebody wants to go. Well, remember, that's the thing. They're going to a witness saying, yeah, I'm not doing this by force. How does the witness know? I mean, if somebody is, you know, being held hostage and they say, look, you're going to do this and, you know, we're going to take on the, you know, we're going to, you know, take over the family business. If you don't do it, we kill your family. I know people are worried that those rare cases could happen. But usually there has to be a medical condition, and the physician has to review the medical records. So I don't think this is going to be something that we would see, let's say, mob movies, you know, use as a plot. But it does make people concerned that, you know, is somebody going to the witnesses saying, yes, this is something I want to do. Now, you know, the reason why people ask, you know, how are doctors supporting this? The problem we've had, and, you know, I've known doctors who have had cancer that committed suicide to stop the pain. And, you know, knowing individuals who had committed suicide, that's horrible for the family to see. That's horrible for the family to walk in on. And it's a horrible way to go. I heard that one physician had throat cancer, this was years ago, and didn't want his family to find him. He was in so much pain that he went out into the desert and he aimed the gun for his throat and head, shot there, and was dead. There's a better way to go if you have a terminal condition or you're in a lot of pain. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, people are going to doctors because right now they're the only ones that could help do a less... you know, tragic way to leave. So, you know, how it works is it's a medication. So many physicians don't want to be the... People think that, like Kevorkian, that this is something where you go into the doctor's office, the doctor says, I'm going to do this now, and then the doctor injects you and kills you. It's not like lethal injection, like capital punishment. This isn't this, and many doctors, they don't want to do it. I mean, they're prescribing the medications, but doctors are prescribing medications. People can kill themselves with Tylenol. So it allows that level of separation, even though many doctors that do this have to be okay with prescribing it. So it's a, using the medication, it's a dose of secobarbital or phenobarbital. And oftentimes it'll make you very, very nauseous. So we sometimes have to pre-medicate with an anti-nausea medicine. Because if you start throwing up, we don't want you taking part of the medication and then not, we want people to, be, if this is what they want to do, be successful. So according to the Patients' Right Council, they looked at Oregon's data from 2017. And they looked at the deaths that occurred during the first 19 years under that state's Death with Dignity Act. 60% use secanol or secobarbital, 34% use pentobarbital, and 6.5% use another means. Basically, secanol and phenobarbital are barbiturates, so they're sedatives. Pentobarbital, the nembutal, there's been a lot of controversy with that, with lethal injection, and I think it's been harder to get, so most of it is the secanol that they use. So it's, I think, the most widely used one. In terms of dosing, people use barbiturates to sleep. People have been, it was postulated that that's what Marilyn Monroe did. And so for insomnia, the dose is like 100 milligrams. To sedate you preoperatively, they give 200 to 300 milligrams. For the doctor-prescribed suicide, we're talking about 9,000 milligrams. So basically what you're doing is you're overdosing on secanol, but you're doing it by relaxing. It tastes horrible. So they suggest you put it in something that can kind of mask the taste, like sweeten it up. They say the contents of the secobarbital or the pentobarbital has to be mixed with a sweet substance to mask the bitter taste. You got to keep it out of reach of children, kept away from others to prevent unintentional overdose or abuse. And then, they say their goodbyes and they take it. There also has to be appropriate disposal medicines if they don't take it. We don't want other people getting it. If it's unused, if they couldn't deal with it. If they change your mind, they could change your mind. In fact, pharmacists are required to complete and submit within 10 calendar days of disposing it a record form with the patient's name, date of birth, physician's name and phone number. You know, these states, depending on their laws, there is oversight. There is, they want to make sure that this isn't where people are getting a hold of it and forcing people to take it. And it's, but it is it's a tough topic. Doctors are supposed to be saving lives. And here we have doctors, performing abortions, performing, assisted suicide, and people get a little, confused should doctors take that role on? Should it be, a non-physician, but another medical technician? How do we, how do we ethically reconcile these? But, seeing patients suffer and seeing patients take their life, leaving from shotguns, we had a patient whose husband killed himself with a shotgun. Now, it wasn't for cancer, it was for, I think, we aren't sure why. He wasn't very active, coming into the office much, and we didn't know much about him. But, she found him, and many families don't want that to happen. They want to say their goodbyes and be able to do it their own way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com,
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Midtown Atlanta went into lockdown as police reported an active shooter. Atlanta police now say one person is dead and three were wounded. The manhunt blanketed Midtown Atlanta with what one reporter says are hundreds of law enforcement officers. Not much from the U.S. about Russia's claim that Ukraine tried to assassinate Vladimir Putin with a drone hitting the Kremlin. Except this from Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I would take anything coming out of the Kremlin with a very large shaker of salt.
The video released by Moscow shows a small hobbyist drone apparently blowing up near one of the Kremlin's distinctive onion domes, doing little damage. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukraine did not attack Vladimir Putin. Another hike in interest rates is expected today when the Federal Reserve concludes its latest meetings. It would be the 10th rate hike in the Fed's effort to control inflation. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked if the military is using transgender individuals like Bud Light to recruit. So I looked it up. I think the, and I don't quote me, but I think the U.S. Navy had approached a drag queen influencer to help persuade new recruits. Yeoman, second class Joshua Kelly, who goes by the name Happy Daniel or Harpy Daniels, announced in November 2022 that he was the Navy's digital ambassador. Just because somebody's a drag queen doesn't mean they're transgender. So I believe his pronouns are he and his. He has 1.3 million likes on TikTok, and His Instagram bio says the performer's opinions are not endorsed by the Department of Defense or the Department of Navy, but he is a drag queen, and he claims to have danced and drag for service officers on a number of different occasions. Now, that's not shocking. All right, I'm not, honestly, drag has been, I know many of the individuals who perform in Vegas, and they're gifted, and they're impersonators, and their voice and their talent is phenomenal. So, you know, drag, that has not been a brand new sort of form of entertainment. But would it be successful in recruiting new recruits? I'm not sure. So apparently the Digital Ambassador Initiative that Kelly participated in, according to Fox News, ran from October 2022 to March 2023 and was designed to explore the digital environment to reach a wide range of potential candidates. That's what a Navy spokesperson said. The reason the spokesperson added was that the Navy is navigating the most challenging recruiting environment it has faced since the start of the all-volunteer force. Now, that's something that, you know, we don't ever expect to have a draft, but we didn't because we've had enough volunteers. Right? If they can't recruit volunteers and they need help against China, against Putin, Iran, North Korea, we could easily see a draft if they keep having issues. Now, the spokesperson said that the Navy did not compensate Kelly or any others for being Navy digital ambassadors, and the pilot concluded that we are now evaluating the program and how it'll exist in the future. So they say the Navy is trying to increase interest among young people amidst a historic recruitment crisis. A survey from the Ronald Reagan Institute found that only 13% of 18 to 29 year olds are highly willing to join the military. 25% are somewhat willing, and 26% are saying hell no. Now, those are, I'm paraphrasing. So, this, you know, is drag the way to go? The problem we have with recruitment, there's a few things. All right, you know, one is the free college. Okay, free college and knowing you would have a job and knowing you would be, you know, taken care of for life. Veteran affairs, all that, used to be attractive. Now, not so attractive. You could get college elsewhere. Now they're promoting pre-college. They're promote, you know, there's all sorts of scholarships and avenues that people can now go for college without having to put their life on the line. So individuals are going to choose that. Number two is many individuals don't want to exercise. They don't want to go through boot camp. These TVs and movies have made boot camp look so bad that the average Gen Z is like, why would I go through that? I mean, teachers can barely tell their students to turn in an assignment. I used to be scared of my teachers. Now, teachers are scared of the students. You think the average Gen Z wants a drill sergeant up, you know, on top of them? So they look at that going, no. Some of them are also making better pay than in the military. Now that, with the labor shortage, the pay rates went up so high that individuals are making some decent bucks for working at home. So going to the military to make less, not as attractive. And when you say, but what about health care and the benefits? People are seeing their older brothers, their fathers, and what happened with them when they came back from military. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of individuals who came back pretty beaten up. Lost body parts, lost a lot of their mental health, seeing their comrades die. And so, you know, the younger generations are looking at this going, maybe I'll play it safe. You know, I see the Tunnel to Towers, and I see all these commercials helping veterans, which I think is fantastic what they're doing. I bless all of those who are helping veterans. But these young individuals see these pictures, and they go, I don't want to lose my leg, and I don't want to need to have a house that's built for somebody that can't stand up. And they see, you know, remember, they might not think like us. You know, older generations are like, okay, well, there's a duty, and you do your duty. You do your duty to your boss. You do your duty to your country. You do your duty to your church. You do your duty to your family. And it's and these traditions are being questioned now. You know, the average Gen Zer millennial hasn't been working at a job for 10, 15 years. The average amount of time they hold a job is 2. The average relationship is not a long one. The average person does not stay married. The average person has more than one parent to their child. So it's a different world. And we're trying to think, well, what can we do? How do we make people interested in supporting our country? You couldn't stop people from signing up. Now, maybe that's also propaganda. Maybe back in the 1940s, I mean, I've seen all these movies, and I've seen all these recreations of people couldn't wait to sign up because they'd be embarrassed if they couldn't. Did that really happen? I mean, maybe now it's being glorified, but back then, were they like, oh, God, I don't want to go. I don't want to. Do we have to do this? All right, we have to. So we might as well make it look like we want to. You know, and then by the time we had so much more media, you saw during Vietnam, you know, a much different sentiment. Now, it could just be World War II. People couldn't wait to knock out the Nazis. People, and honestly, I am so grateful for all the men and women that fought. But if you remember, our country did not want to get involved. It took Pearl Harbor, unfortunately, for us to get involved. Did you know, how was recruitment then? They did have a draft. Yeah, maybe we're misthinking. Maybe we're over representing, or maybe we are over reporting the number of people that really, really want to do this. And you have a lot of individuals that don't. They don't want to go overseas. They don't want to fight for America. We have patriotism is different. We have people that don't even want to stand for the anthem anymore. So if they don't like this country, they don't like who's running the country, they don't like what the country is standing for, they don't like what the country is doing right now, they don't like the pay, they don't like what can happen to them, they're being offered so much more not going, yeah, they're having recruitment issues. And on top of that, you got to be in good shape. You got to work, you got to sweat, you got to have a backpack. And they don't understand that people with military, they are some of the best trained in athletics, in weaponry, in medicine. I mean, they know their stuff. These Navy guys who know their medicine, well, we could learn a thing or two. And we're doctors. So, you know, maybe that's what they need to do rather than, you know, use drag. And if that's where they're going with this, I mean, you know, drag might appeal to some. But you need to explain to people how they're going to make more money going to military. If we're looking at the Gen Zs, you're going to have to show them how they're not going to be hurt or lifelong struggling with mental illness or homeless as we see our homeless crisis rise. You're going to need to prove to them that it's better on the inside than the outside. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, one of you asked why I don't use QR codes. Now, I'm old, okay? I'm Gen X. So this whole QR code thing, it's weird to me. During COVID, I would go into a restaurant, and I'd be sitting there for a while. No menu. And then come up going, do you know what you want? And I'm like, oh, I haven't gotten a menu yet. Sorry, so I don't. They're like, scan the code. I'm like, what code? They're like, Pirates of the Caribbean, hang the code. What code? There's a code? Like, yeah. You scan it. And I go, with what? I don't have a scanner. They go, you take your phone. You take your phone, You aim it at the code. So I did. They're like, no, you have to turn your phone on, undo your password, and get your camera going. And on your camera, it'll look at it and pick it up. And then you click on a link and you're into, the code takes you to a website. Now, some people think that's really, really cool. I think it's creepy. I've never liked that. That bothers me. And I didn't like it because all I did was wave my camera. See, when I take a picture, I like to think that the only picture or the only image that is being grabbed or even acknowledged by a computer is the picture I tell it to take. But that's not what's happening. It's grabbing images all the time. That bothers me. That makes me think that they're always watching. Now, we've come to learn that. Your phones are listening to you. They're watching. Your Tesla, we were told that allegedly Tesla employees were laughing at those of you who had them and looking at some of your pictures of you naked or whatever you're doing in the car or around the car. Okay, well, that's not cool. I mean, when there's a camera, there's a recording. But now there's another fear. And the FBI is saying what's happening is these hackers or scammers are making up fake QR codes. And what they're doing is they're going into the restaurants, the menus or those little areas, and putting their code there instead. And the FBI is warning that thieves are creating fake QR codes and planting them at restaurants, retail shops. Instead of you going where you were supposed to, it's allowing malware onto your device. And the FBI is urging consumers to look out for typos, misplaced letters and URLs, access through QR codes, and just ask for restaurants to give you the physical menu. Now, a lot of restaurants aren't doing that anymore. Menus are expensive. Menus need to be cleaned. I used to have to clean the menus. That was my job as a hostess and as a waitress. Cleaning the menus suck because they get very dirty. I don't know how people get food on their menu because we take the menus away before the food comes. But the reason why it's probably appetizers. So they're like, okay, I'm going to look at the menu, but can you please bring me my onion rings and some ranch and ketchup? So then they get it all over the menu, and I'm like, can I take the menu now? No, I'm still looking at the menu. We might want to keep it for dessert. And then they dirty up the whole menu, and now you got to clean the menu. So restaurants don't like that. It takes a time. It costs money. Remember when we had to post the caloric content, which a lot of those are wrong, by the way? I like the idea of knowing how many calories what you're about to eat, but there is no way that dollop is the same dollop as the what the printer put. And how do you know you're getting the same amount? Somebody could be in a good mood. Somebody could be in a bad mood. And so the calories, I think, are, there's a range. There should be a range of calories. That's what I think they should have on there. But that costs money. So now, businesses are like, this is cool. You put a code. You look all high tech. They could scan the code. Now it takes you to a website. You could advertise on that. You have a captive audience. I don't like that. I've never liked that. QR sounds for quick response. They have all these little, there's probably millions of different options. You get assigned one. They've been around, I guess, since 1994. Did you know that? 1994. But we didn't really see them until after the COVID pandemic. So the FBI sounded the alarm in January 2022 that people are getting duped by fake barcodes. That's a problem. And some of these QR codes are stickers. That's another way to see that it's fake. But I see people scanning all the time. I also don't like it when people say, I go, send me that photo. And they go, okay, well, put your phone on to accept airdrop. I don't like people airdropping. I think of like bird droppings. I just don't want stuff from their phone coming into mine. What if their phone's hacked? I don't know. So apparently the FBI says that these fraudulent QR codes are being placed on the back of meters, leading people to assume that is how they pay to park. So they're scanning it, and now it's affecting their phones. They say the criminals know that every single person in that parking lot is going to be clicking on that QR code or taking a picture of it. And they might make a website that looks very similar to a legitimate parking website, but it's not. A report from Markham, according to Daily Mail, which is a New York-based accounting and advisory service, shows the QR code scams are among the top five cybersecurity threats observed in April. Scammers might also approach you through an online marketplace claiming that they are trying to purchase goods that you are selling and ask you to scan a QR code. Avoid making payments from a website accessing via a QR code. To make the payment, manually input a recognized and trustworthy website. I got to tell you guys, I use PayPal still. I'm really happy with PayPal. Was that Elon Musk? You know why I like PayPal? Because whenever they say input something, if it goes to PayPal, I trust PayPal. Not true, PayPal could be hacked, but for now, I've been pretty comfortable with that. And what I like is when I do get scammed by a company and they don't send the product that I ordered, PayPal will allow you to have grievances. And then they will, transfer the money back. And I think that's pretty, pretty cool. Now, the cryptocurrency industry is also seeing a rise in QR codes. These transactions are made through QR codes associated with crypto accounts. And they say if you scan a scammer's bad code, you could end up giving him access to your device. He could access your contacts, or she or he could access your contacts, download malware, send you a fake payment portal. You could be giving banking, credit card accounts. So these are things we need to be aware of. And so I understand we're all going tech. I tell you, our phones are going to be the death of us, I think, from an extinct standpoint. We are letting people in. People have so much access to our phones, so much access to us, to our kids. See, I've regretted not taking a lot of pictures of my kids. And I don't know where a lot of those pictures are. I think we downloaded them onto computers and downloaded them onto thumb drives, and we don't know where those are. So I don't have a lot of baby pictures. I'm trying to find them. But I post, things on Facebook, because Facebook at least has a database that I could access. Not the safest thing when you have young kids. We have a family member who had a baby, and they are very careful not to have that baby on social media. Now, obviously, they have digital footprints of the baby every time they make pictures and upload to cloud and all that. But everybody has their own way of trying to figure out how to do the pictures. But I don't have a lot of pictures of my baby boys. I wish I did. But now people are, rectifying the mistake that us older people made, where they are documenting everything in the womb to the birth, to the gender reveal party, to the to their first communion and baptism and kindergarten and all that and bar mitzvahs, and every single thing is being captured. Their first poo-poo, their first bubble bath, that people can access those. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.